This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac as well on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. We'll get to the out of left field question here in just a second. But don't forget, spring training coverage on 96.5 The Fan brought to you by Park & Go, Casey's premier airport parking destination. You know where Bob's car is going to be over the weekend? Dad's going to be gone. We got to hold down the fort. Unless somebody unplugs the board again and we can't be on the air. Bob will text us, be like, you guys on the air?
App's not working.
That's right.
I almost wore my number one dad shirt for you guys today.
That's nice.
I wore it yesterday to pick up my daughter at school. I had my captain's hat on, had my number one dad shirt on.
That's great.
She doesn't get embarrassed, though. My older one would be embarrassed. My younger one doesn't care. They really laugh. Okay, all our good friends think it's hysterical.
Get
they
in my
love
head,
it.
Go to Uncle Buck.
Not like that. But, you know,
there hey, was, Bug. Two, I got a hatchet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Bug. There was 2 days ago, there was a mom at pickup, and this will resonate because we were talking about something yesterday. Maloney called me, and he goes, my God, 6:05 this morning, I was totally identifying with you about the kids or something. And I'm like, oh, yeah, waking up mad, I guess it was because
Sure.
Kids, right? And I think we should play a new game called 4 Degrees from Rob Maloney because I do believe that everybody in Kansas City is 4 degrees away from Rob Maloney. I was talking to somebody yesterday, like, oh, you know Maloney? I'm like, yeah, like, so 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, 4 degrees of Rob Maloney in Kansas City. I digress. And so I'm at school 2 days ago picking up the kids, right? And I pick
Hollow
up
man.
My daughter and a couple of her friends sometimes and take them home. You know, that's kind of my job in the afternoon. And there's one mom just standing outside the car, straight up waving to her kid, right? And so I took a picture. I said to my daughter, I go, do you want me to do this? She goes, oh, God,
please don't.
Please don't.
Right? You get the rolling eye emoji.
Right. And she goes, please don't. I go, well, that's what I'll be outside the car. So I wore the number one dad shirt, the captain's hat, the kids. We love it. It's great. It's fun, right? And so we're driving 2 days ago, and my daughter's friends in the back seat, and we pull up alongside this silver minivan, shockingly, in Johnson County, right? And I looked in the car and I go, that woman just screams mom. And the girls just start going, oh yeah, striped shirt. She's got her phone on the dashboard. She's driving the silver minivan. And my daughter's friend goes, I think the silver minivan is the number one thing in the JoCo mom starter kit. I said, yeah, I think it probably is. Cause you look around Johnson County and every mother's, you know, driving around in a silver or gray minivan, picking up the kids. That's gotta be the number one thing in the Johnson County mom starter kit.
Right next to him in the Target parking lot and just wait for him to walk back out.
Do they have that
in my car?
Do they drive the silver minivan in Jackson County too, in Lee Summit, JoCo Light basically?
Yeah, as I say, we're all the same now. We've moved on.
You see that silver minivan, though, stay out of the way because that mother's got dance practice to get to, and she's got her $17 Starbucks, and she can run you over. She don't care.
I'll tell you where the best place to be at 2:30 in the afternoon is, Clarence Island Target.
2:30 in the afternoon, Dennis' favorite time.
Mm-hmm. You see everybody in their world out there without a wedding ring on that used to wear one. Damn right.
So Jackson County has become Johnson County.
Lululemon everywhere.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
You hear that music, it means green onions is in your ear, which means there's a out of left field question. Sponsored by nobody, but somebody could step up. If you could win a championship in any sport, what would it be?
It's got to be hockey for me, because I think the Stanley Cup is the coolest trophy ever. Because
you're smashing a beer out of that thing, aren't you?
A?
I wonder what that – is there a way to find that out, how many beers the bowl holds?
I guarantee you if you Google it, you'll know in 30 seconds.
I bet it's 8.5.
Oh, hell no.
I've never seen it.
I bet you it's at least a case.
Have you seen it with the naked eye?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet it's like a case.
So we got what? What do you say?
It's 14?
Yeah, it's 14. Okay. Damn it.
Yeah, it's close. Case, 24. You were about the same way. You know, you were 24. I was 24. You were 8.
Semantics.
Yeah. Right in the middle. 14 beers.
Well, technically, Bob, a case is.
Yeah.
And is Dan Kilgore going to play?
And is Dan Kilgore going to play today? Yes.
Mac, if you win a championship in any sport, what would it be? 3, 2, 1.
NBA.
Super Bowl.
UFC. I could win
you want to knock somebody out, or you want to submit
them? Yeah, I want to knock somebody out. And I want to get that belt, baby.
I'm worried. Like, why do you have that on your mind?
Because he's got no chance. I mean, that's the thing, you know.
Yeah. You don't know that. Actually, my chance would not be knockout. He's right. It'd be submission. It'd be on the ground. That'd be my game. But
you'd blind your competition with those legs.
Like, would you rather, if you're a UFC guy, would you rather knock somebody out or submit them? Because I think submitting would be awesome.
Badass.
Because
they're
literally like, I quit. Whereas
I can't.
Knockout. Anybody can get lucky, right?
No,
I think that's what like Rogan always says during the UFC
fight. Did Daft Punk say that?
Yeah, we're down to get lucky. Yeah, but like I think like doing some sort of like full Nelson, half Nelson, father Nelson, you know, whatever it may be, you get them to be like, dude, you got me.
You got me. Yeah. There is that risk, like the dude doesn't tap out, then the
dude that's
is
up to
dead.
Herb Dean to get down there and break it up.
Yeah, I think UFC though.
Right.
I think that's where I'm at.
FedEx Cup. $10 million.
Okay. Oh, that's fair.
$10 million, dude. And I'll get to the text line in a minute.
The overall championship, right? Like the best of the year is the FedEx.
But here's the reason why. It's a cut session. They start at like 125, they move down to 100, they move down to 50, they move down to 25. You have to keep winning and making cuts, which means you won a lot of money getting up to that.
Okay, you won a lot of money, but man, that's grueling, brother.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, if you're playing well, it's easy, right? Everything's easy when you're winning.
When you're winning,
So if you're winning, it's been an easy run. Not an easy. I'm not saying easy as in like it's easy to win.
No, I know what
you're
saying.
But like you're making the cut.
I'm not taking you literal like the text line.
Yeah. But you're winning high up to make that cut. Like you're finishing in the top 50. Then you're finishing in the top, 75. You're finished whatever. So you've won quite a bit of money throughout. And then if you win the whole damn thing, you've won $10 million. And you ain't got anybody to share it with except your caddy.
Yeah.
Who gets $1 million.
So I just think like with that, that's a lot of work and a lot of pressure. Like, do golfers go in, and I'm sure they do because they're competitive, just like every other athlete is, and they want to win it all. But do you go into a golf season in, say, February at the Phoenix Open and be like, I want to win the FedEx Cup this year? Because I would think that would be so much pressure and anxiety, I don't think I would be able to make it through the entire season.
It's kind of a gradulated like a championship, though, because like, you got to be like, okay, I just want it. First off, I want to make myself available for the top 125. Okay, we're in the top 125.
How many are there total golfers?
Oh, God, 144? I don't know. I have no idea on that number. I'm seeing a lot of people that didn't stick up yesterday. A lot of green jackets on here. You know, somebody said I'd win a green jacket and I'd never take it off.
Yeah.
You know, just wear it everywhere. Bubba Watson wore it to Waffle House when he won it the first time.
Yeah, but see, like, do those dudes have
plus you're
fun
in
with
for
it?
Life?
Oh, yeah. But, like, in August, do they just put it on and go out to dinner? Like,
I mean, it's a hell of a flex.
Yeah, it is. Like, honey, I mean, even if you're going to Chili's to celebrate their 50th anniversary this weekend and get some baby back ribs, you slap on that green jacket. Do you get to keep that green jacket, or do they make you leave it in your locker at Augusta? There's probably something like that involved, too.
Yeah.
You can't take it off the premises. Hootie Johnson.
Somebody says NCAA wrestling.
If you were a wrestler in college and you did that, it'd be cool. Yeah,
I mean, that would be something Fesco would bet on the text line in the Futures Almanac.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Somebody's gonna say wrestling. Watch. No, they're not. Told you. Somebody says I won a championship in golf because of the money and the individual notoriety.
It's an definitely individual sport.
Wimbledon or the Masters.
Wimbledon would be cool.
That'd be cool.
So again, I'm not making this up. People are like, Dusty, you're lying. The Masters, you can play Augusta National whenever you want. Stanley Cup, it's by far the hardest championship to win. Green jacket, I'd wear it everywhere. Curling, because you can call it a sweep. And you get to drink after.
Have you ever curled before on the text line? Because if you haven't,
they
go
have
to,
those. Yeah, go ahead.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's hard. You know, Kling and I did it years ago with Speck. You know, I think two Olympic Games ago or whatever it was, there was a place in the Northland that had, and they were trying to build a new curling rink. And so we're like, oh, let's go up there and curl a little bit. I'm going to tell you, man, that's work.
Yeah. It was like golf. You did it once, never did it again.
Wasn't invited back.
Hey, thanks for having us out. Yeah, thank you.
Lock the doors.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Do not call these people again. Somebody, but we had a blast doing it.
Somebody says the FIFA World Cup.
I mean, that's one every 4 years, so that's a unique one. That would be cool.
And for your country.
Yeah. Somebody says boxing because of one big pay-per-view championship fight, and I'm set for the rest of my life financially.
I just think winning the Stanley Cup would be the coolest thing ever because you get an entire day to do whatever you want with that Stanley Cup.
Somebody says, does an Olympic gold medal count? Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That'd be sick. That'd be awesome. That's a flex.
Now, which sport would you want to win the gold medal in?
Golf.
Yeah. Okay, if it wasn't golf.
Is that an basketball. Olympic sport now?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if they took it out.
Xander Schauffele.
I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The two winners have been Justin Rose and Xander Schauffele.
But it's fairly new, right?
Yeah, they just brought it back 4 years ago.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
Whatever, yeah. However
yeah, this was the second, so four years ago.
This will be the second one.
We just had our second.
We just had.
Okay.
England won gold with Justin Rose, and then America won gold with Xander.
I think because I was a swimmer my whole life, I'd like to win a gold in swimming.
Same. That'd be me.
So there's a college debate championship.
Cool.
Yeah, nobody can beat you. You're the master debater.
That's right. Way to go, K-State.
Nathan's hot dog championship. Legendary. Just don't become what the winner was.
A douche?
Yeah.
So he says, the WWE heavyweight championship. Walk out with your music and stand on the turnbuckle and raise it high. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, just go get Cody Rhodes if you want.
F1, have you seen their wives?
That's a fair point.
Golf?
Fair enough. Yeah. Yep. Golf.
F1, wow. Not only hot wives, but hot bank accounts, too.
Hot
The money in F1
absurd.
It's nuts.
Look at Mahomes and his wife's outfits when they go to those F1 things. You're like, oh, they are Gucci the F out, dude.
I'm going to tell you.
Diamonds, everything.
Those events are the biggest who's who type of events ever. And I was talking to somebody with the Chiefs organization. We talk about the stadiums being out where it is. A lot of people in that organization are huge fans of the F1 and would like to see an F1 race here in Kansas City.
Mentioned Mahomes as well. He's huge into it. I think he's.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Veach is big into it. He loves the F1. Mahomes loves the F1. There's a guy that's running the F1 track, I believe, and I could have my story a little bit wrong, but he used to be in the Chiefs front office. He's now running the track down in Miami when they put that race on, so there's a little bit of a connection there, I believe. And so if this new stadium does come to fruition at the Legends, I wouldn't be surprised if that one point in time we're pushing for an F1 race here in Kansas City. May not be today, tomorrow, but I think that's kind of like the next thing. I mean, for God's sakes, we got the World Cup, so don't tell me we can't do things. No way we can have an F1 race here. We got the World Cup here. We've got the women's all-star game here, soccer all-star game coming to, CPKC Stadium, July 4th and 5th. So we can do whatever the hell we want in this town. Kathy Nelson kicks ass and takes names. Mm. If they want to get an F1 race here once they build, if they ultimately build the new complex, in Wyandotte County, I do think the F1 thing would be a pop.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Possibility here in KC, and that would be one of the coolest events. Even if you're not a race fan, you just go to see the spectacle that is this F1
stuff. I'll tell you what, you go to an F1 race, you're definitely racking up more than a $1,000 tab.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.